And let's continue on this theme of money and politics, because just like the federal government, the state of Michigan has temporarily kept itself in business. Just like the federal government, Michigan has a deficit and lawmakers cannot agree how to resolve it. They did approve a temporary spending measure this morning, but not before a brief shutdown that started right at midnight. State officials actually kicked 1,500 campers off of state campsites. We're joined now by Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Was this situation so desperate that they really had to go out at midnight and throw people out of their tents?
Well, as it turns out, maybe they could have gotten away with it, but it was decided when they were going to go this route that they had to shut down all non-essential services, in part because, you know, when you decide to spend money without a budget at the state level anyway, generally you're violating the Constitution, and you sort of want to be careful where you go about violating the law like that. So, yeah, they did, and they also... We're a very waterbound state, as I'm sure you know, and we had a few places where there were drawbridges that were locked in the upright position so ships could continue traveling through them while this budget crisis was going on. They even closed rest areas.
Michigan, of course, bounded on several sides by the Great Lakes there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government's going to stay in business for 30 days because of this agreement that the legislature reached, but you still have this underlying deficit. What's the underlying problem that's causing it?
Well, the underlying problem is that we are a manufacturing state, that we're the car capital of North America, and people aren't buying domestic cars the way that they used to. That's had a profound effect on Michigan's economy. At the same time, we don't really tax growing sectors of the economy, so that's kind of a double whammy. And then just to make it a triple whammy, back in the 90s, when people were buying a lot of domestic SUVs, the state went and not only cut taxes, but locked in place a schedule of tax rollbacks that went far, far into the future, right into the time when the economy started to tank.
Oh, so people were a little too optimistic when the economy looked so much better.
Or maybe some politicians were a little bit too ambitious in the going down the tax-cutting road.
And I want to understand some of the proposals that lawmakers are now talking about to get out of the crisis. Taking away the tax-exempt status for tanning salons, is that going to balance the budget?
Well, we are a fairly tanned state, I'll admit, but...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Probably not on its own. What happened, you'll remember I just was talking about how Michigan is a manufacturing state, and we've generally taxed our economy based on that. So in Michigan, we have a sales tax at 6%, and what we tax is stuff. You know, we tax cars and pencils and combs and things like that. But what we don't tax is services, which is the growing sector of the economy. Now, the decision was made, and it was a political decision, not to tax all services. They came up with a list of a couple dozen, and some of it's sort of innocuous things like document preparation and couriers and messengers. Some of the more interesting ones are we decided not to tax sports and entertainment tickets. That was an enormous fight. Michigan is a very, very sports-oriented culture. We love our hockey and our football and our baseball teams. But we also decided to not tax those, but to tax private investigators, escorts, and dating services, and things like that. And that sort of opened the door to putting us into that role of taxing the growing sector of the economy.
And tanning salons, too. Mr. Pluta, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll let you get back to working on your tan this morning. Rick Pluta is with Michigan Public Radio. He joined us from Lansing, Michigan, as we're following the situation there, where Michigan lawmakers have kept their government open for 30 days at least.